I'm recording. I'm happy. Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Makes a change. You are always happy, it's true. It's painful.
I'm not always happy. Oh! I'm very happy. I'm crying inside.
The tears of a clown.
Indeed.
All right, we'll see if anybody comes rushing up now as we do this. I think we'll need our tickets at some point. They tend to ask. Thank you.
This call has been accepted. The lift will arrive shortly. Lift has arrived. Doors will open shortly.
Thank you.
That one?
No problem.
There was a lady originally coming to show us up here. Would you just let her know that we've gone up and we're fine? We should be okay. I just didn't want her to be hunting for us.
No problem. Yes, she told me about it.
Fine. Right, no problem.
Thank you.
She told me about it, so I didn't think I'd do anything.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, their customer service was doing really well until that point.
Yeah.
They did put in the smallest possible lift here, didn't they?
They did. Although I am slightly sympathetic on the lift side, because I suppose...
Hello,
gents. Hello.
Can I ask you, which coach are you going for?
We are in 14, 1-4.
Oh, that's far!
Well, that was the plan.
Was the plan?
Close, we can beat everyone else off the train,
that's
you see.
What it is. Shall I escort you there?
Would that be okay?
Of course it's
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Come with me.
If you just hold on a sec, if I just do that, and then I can hold on to your arm.
Hold the little lady.
Sorry?
I'm a little lady. That's okay, is that okay? Yeah,
absolutely fine.
Slowly, and don't you worry about anything at all. We've got plenty of time.
Jolly good.
It's only 8:17, so we're doing good.
Lovely and quiet this morning. Are you?
No, it's not.
Is it not? Is it not?
Not quiet.
It seemed really quiet downstairs.
No. It is not.
Fair enough. You bow to your bed,
And how long are you staying in Paris for?
Well, we're actually staying in Paris about 3 hours and then getting a train to Munich.
Munich?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry.
And what are you doing when you go to Paris? Are you going to a nice little restaurant?
That was the intention. Somewhere between Gardenau and Gare de l'Est. I don't know. Oh. There's nothing particularly exciting there, is there? I think the chances of finding anything nice.
I tell you what you do. When you just exit when you take the main exit out,
yes.
There's a restaurant called Terminus Nord.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. Across the road.
Across
yes,
the road.
Yes, I think I know the one you mean. Yes.
This is a chain, but trust me, between Gare de l'Est and
Gardenau... It's about the only thing, is it?
You don't have much of a choice.
Fair enough.
Not really. Gare de l'Est and Gardenau, that's what you do.
That's really good, thank you.
You know that in Munich is not as warm as in London.
Yes. He's fine. He's got his own central heating.
I'm all good with the cold.
No, excuse me, I love the cold. No, what I love is the snow.
Oh, not a fan.
No, you're not a fan.
I can take the leaves now, but the cold I'm not quite a fan of. It's just the ice. I can't stand ice. Ice is like I'm all over the place. But, you know, other than that, it's all fine.
You feel fine. No, I like the cold. I like the snow. The snow is me. I am little miss of snow. Cold, I don't mind so much cold. No. And what are you doing in Munich? Are you there?
Beer and breakfast, I think. Oh. And Glühwein.
And vineyard glass.
So you're saying to me it's a pre-Christmas holiday.
It is, yes. Yes.
Just to get ready to have good food, good wine, that's what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't forget the Christmas market.
Yeah, Christmas market, that's true. And we're going to have a day in Salzburg as well.
Day in Salzburg? Yeah, so you've blended all of
it. I do try.
Quite the ambition, yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
It's all right. We're We're not walking to Paris.
I did wonder.
Babs, what? Babs. When you call me,
Babs. Je suis encore là, je raccompagne quelqu'un.
Okay, we coach 12.
Getting there then.
And I've noticed something about you too as well. Did you book yourself in coach 14 because you're close to the bar?
well, partly. It may be a little early for the bar, possibly.
No, it's just next door to the bar.
It was the PowerPoint actually, but it was.
Well, that is so true. 5 and 14.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's one thing I've learned is to do that.
The good thing about them is they happen to be close to the bar.
Absolutely, very, very handy. which, given how quickly they sell out of stuff on here, it's.
Don't say it. Let's see, we're just arriving to your coach there.
Splendid. Shall I look up what seat numbers we're on? Yeah.
You're in coach, obviously, 14. You're at the table of 4, 44. And what's yours? 43. Do you mind if I take your suitcase?
Just one moment. Let me just pop that down. If I can get it in the overhead, I'd prefer to do that rather than the end.
As you're a stronger man than I am.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's fine, don't worry. Good morning. Brilliant. Is that it there? Yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Now we're just
going to
turn.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm looking at the time thinking.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to go to
Paris.
I don't want to go to Paris.
You okay? I'm sure you wouldn't mind, really.
Don't worry, we stopped.
Yeah, no problem.
43, 44. Oh, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Because at least it's not so warm, so we can.
Absolutely, it's very, very nice. And suddenly they're all loads of people. I don't know where they all came from.
Sorry. Bear with me, there's some coke at the top there. So I need to ask. Are these your coats?
Yes.
You stay here to sit?
Yep, no problem. Is it these seats here?
Yeah, okay. These two there. I'm just
fine.
Folding up.
Yep.
Your table.
No problem at all. Let me just pop that down there then.
And now you can show me how strong you are.
I'm going to show how weak I am, I fear. See, will this fit on the lower one? Nope, that can go. I'll hold on to it for the moment and then sort it.
You've got this face on the top one if you want.
Right.
Yes.
Well, let's do this one first, and then, right. Now I show.
Now you show how strong.
Don't worry, I will be worse.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going
to
fit mine.
Shall I push mine? Yeah, I'll push mine along a bit. Is that enough space for it?
Yeah, there's enough space.
You've got to put his big one up, yeah.
Big one up.
I'm going to overtake you, gents, because
yes, you need
I don't
to get
want
off.
To go to Paris.
Sorry.
I am not going
Thank
to
you very much for your help, it's very kind of you.
So, Mr. Strongman?
Oh, right, am I doing it again? Oh, good, good. Oh, you get it. Probably needs to turn around a bit.
Yeah. Thank you. Got it.
Sorted. Do you want to have the window?
Yeah. Unless you want the points.
Well, I'll just stretch over you.
Okay. I will take the window then.
We should be okay, I think, because because it's just straight off, isn't
okay.
it? So it's I think we'll be fine.
All right.
But thank you for checking.
Okay. If you need anything at all, the bar is just in the next.
Yeah, fine.
And myself and my colleague will be walking through.
Okay. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And don't drink too much, okay?
Well, I don't drink, you know. Thank you.
Not this time, anyway.
Oh. Well, I have to say I'm quite impressed with
yes, no,
the service.
I'm very good.
Feel left out now.
Yeah, I know. And there is an argument World War I technically started near to Salzburg because the Emperor Franz Joseph was on his summer retreat.
Oh, right.
So his ultimatum to the Serbs and then the subsequent declaring war on the Serbs. About a few miles from
Salzburg. I see. And of course, Hitler had his for the Second World War. Hitler had his pad, just across the border.
One of his pads.
Yeah.
I particularly liked the Wolf Lair though, just because I'm like...
It wasn't in Wolfsburg, was it?
No, it was... that was bad. It was in what is now that big Soviet naval base, basically. It was in East
Okay.
Kaliningrad, or whatever, how do you pronounce it? The one which is basically, you know, that bit of Russia that is nowhere near Russia.
Yes, and it has got it's got a railway line, hasn't it? That's sort of guaranteed.
And it's
Russian gauge, yes. Connecting the two places.
It's
going through a bit of Poland or something, isn't it?
Naval base, as far as I can work out.
Right, I think we're shortly to go in the tunnel.
Sorry.
Sorry, we can come back to this point. I just wanted to, since I started doing the audio boo, we are getting quite close to the tunnel. We'll listen to this instead, maybe.
Team number one, which is called Florence Rini Corker, plus four. It doesn't actually include Florence Rini Corker. It does. It's Florence.
Thank you so much.
Who, in my money, is the favourite.
What's that, more champagne?
Alex, what about being
Well, we're slowing down, so I think they do that to get permission to go into the tunnel. And, so we're probably... Oh, here we go, here's the announcement. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will shortly be entering the Channel Tunnel. The transit time will be approximately 20 minutes. For your information, the local time in France is now 2 minutes past 10. Mesdames et messieurs, dans quelques instants, nous entrerons dans le tunnel sous la Manche. La traversée prendra environ 20 minutes. Je vous informe qu'il est actuellement 10h02 heure locale en France. Merci.
Excellent. I always thought they did the French announcement first when you were going to France.
So did I.
Yeah. British crew, obviously, they do what they want.
Yeah.
And the sun's come out now as well. How very nice. Have we gone past the terminal bit yet? You know, the car terminal.
I haven't.
It'll be on that, on left-hand side.
Stop. 300 metres ahead, so we're coming up to that.
Oh, right, okay.
You'll notice how the first team is the smallest team. They are at a disadvantage, although they also mean they don't have to carry any dead weight.
What did he say? The first team is the smallest, at a disadvantage, although they don't have to carry any dead weight.
Team number three, LDUBS team.
Are they called LDUBS team?
It's called the
LDAP
team. It has
Laura Lee. Starting to regret not to accepting the offer put to me in the departure lounge.
Oh.
Katie Cairns. Katie Cairns. Quite a young team, this one.
So you charge all the way through Cairns and then just have to stop before getting into the tunnel.
Yes.
A waste of time.
Yes. Anybody can do that. You can have a border or something.
That's true.
I mean, technically, we're doing. Are we in France doing
we
haven't got.
Yeah, we are. We are sort of, well, Schengen.
This team actually does have a young leader, though. That leader is Lindsay Hosfield.
Winners.
The people who she has to wrangle are Andy Beer.
No wrangling, don't worry.
Layla Asvai. Nicholas
Johnson.
Oh.
Rick. And the sharp among you will have noticed that the final team, which I had to change just so two certain people could be together, was their outfits.
Although I don't think the outfits warrant you being together all day.
I know.
We thought there was some kind of combination. Like, almost
yeah.
Awesome,
yeah. But,
we need
anyway,
to be in the same. We've been tricked, I think, Adam.
What's the outfit?
I'm doing a mean and you go on the outfit.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we're speeding up now. Good, good. Anything off to the left yet?
So those
yeah, like like terminals for cars to go on trains or that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think we've gone past that. Railway.
All right then, must be coming up
yeah,
to the tunnel.
I'm coming round with your information.
There we go.
Here we go.
Next stop, France.
Leo was in there in France.
I do not approve of said game plan. It took me a long time to put this game. You will play. And you will have fun.
We're just going to have a slightly bar humbuggy moment. Don't you sniff at me. Slightly bar humbuggy moment. We seem to have the entire staff of one company in this carriage here. Yes, they're enjoying themselves, but they don't seem to care a jot for any other passenger in the carriage. And they're all standing in the aisle and talking normally, and I think it's all a little bit unfortunate, really. And Eurostar probably ought to challenge this kind of poor behaviour. What? Me wanting them to challenge it, or them?
No, them.
Them, yeah. Don't care about anybody else. Yeah, absolutely. Champagne at 8 in the morning. Well, thankfully the train's going to Paris, not to Cologne or somewhere.
Cheese-eating surrender monkeys or whatever.
Sorry?
Cheese-eating surrender
monkeys or whatever. The attitudes expressed here are the opinions of Mr. Rogers.
Attitudes expressed here are not the opinions of Mr. Rogers.
Not necessarily of the author of this audio boo message.
I think you're making my opinion with my reportage of other people's opinions on
well, you didn't say I quote. So I hereby assume that they're your opinions.
Really? But I was providing examples of how Rich might behave.
Oh, I see. I have to say, they don't sound very loud at the moment, but they were loud a moment ago.
They were.
I could hardly hear voiceover on my laptop. Oh, I think we're about to go through Lille. Something tells me we're not stopping here either, the speed we're doing.
Yeah, it looks like we're stopping here.
Unless Eurostar now have a policy of throwing people out with parachutes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me, that's a nice bend. Yes. They throw the parachute out the back of the train. Well, it's a bit of a slalom course, isn't it?
Yeah, well, wasn't it nobody wanted the U-Retain?
About Lille getting it.
Yeah, nobody wanted the actual route going through it.
But Lille spotted an opportunity, yes.
5 to 10.
Oh, we're slowing. A little bit.
Oh, no, it's not 5 to 10. That's 10 to 11. Yeah, it's not to. Yeah. I think
see any stations?
Oh yeah, for any stations.
Are we stopping?
I don't know. Are we? What do you reckon?
anything, possibly.
We are slowing down, but we're slowing down by
Do you think we may have missed the station?
Stop at the station, don't be using that with the station speed limit rather than anything else.
Well, it is next stop Paris, then. So I managed inadvertently to get the non-stop train. That was very clever of me.
If we thought we might have only had 2.5 hours in Paris.
Indeed, yes. Quite so. All right, OK. Well, how long have I got left in this recording? Ages.
24 minutes.
Yeah, I'll pause that there. We'll continue at Garden Or. I said in my best French accent.
Garden Or.
There's somebody at work who can likes to impress with his French and pronounce Garden Or in a proper French way.
Yeah.
Garden Or. Actually, I don't think Nor comes into it. It sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could be something else. It could be. Who knows? Alright, anyway, that's the end of this bit for the moment. Oh, we're tilting again. Didn't know these Eurostars were tilting trains, did you? Your earphones aren't very good. The fact you can hear me fairly well.
Well, I've got them kind of perched on my ear.
I see. That's why I can hear your music. Okay. So antisocial.
Well, that and the fact that I got it out quite
hard. I understand now why I went first class going up to Yorkshire.
I understand why.
Having Harry just sit with the hoi polloi.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
It's awful.
How the other half of it.
Well, we're still between Lille and Paris, thank you.
Do tea as well for Dom?
Sorry?
Do tea as well?
It was hot chocolate for me, but...
Oh, this is the hot chocolate.
Oh, that's the hot chocolate, fine, thank you.
You lost the tea as well?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so let me do a tea then, yeah?
Thank you very much.
It was Earl Grey originally, if you...
Watch out, yeah?
Yeah, I'll hold that.
Yeah, you've got no problem with owning it.
Sorry?
You've got no problem with owning it. It's me that they need to give it away from.
So I'm going to keep my hand on that. It's not going anywhere. So, as you might have gathered, there was a little spillage of tea and hot chocolate. Too large tea and hot chocolate.
On the upside, I now smell of hot chocolate.
I'm not sure that's an upside. I've got to sit next to you for the next however long.
You say that, but judging my normal self to come off me, what's better, hot chocolate or general body odour?
Yep, I'll go for that. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm afraid of dead rats.
But all credit to the staff here for doing more drinks and...
Yes, and for cleaning it up.
And for cleaning up, yeah.
And for not saying... Idiot,
yes.
Boy, get off the train now.
Yes, indeed. Which, to be honest, would be my response.
It was your response.
Oh, Mark.
I'm going to start filming my life for kind of Mr. McGew-esque escenario. Uh-oh, I've done it again.
I think I'm being overprotective of this hot chocolate, but...
I think you're fine. I'm over the other end of the table, you're fine.
Oh, well, I'll make sure it goes in your direction if it goes anywhere.
Good.
I'm generous like that.
I did go for the sake of always tipping beer. Every time I went out, I always tip at least 1 pint of beer or something.
Oh dear.
And when I went to basketball final, we did that. I tried to do a Mexican wave, forgetting that.
Oh yes, you said, and you waved your pint.
And waved. That was hilarious.
This is what I mean. You can remember a whole quiz in your head, but you can't remember that you're holding a pint of beer.
Yes, or that I'm holding my stick half the time.
Or that when you put my bag back across the table to put it back on my seat, that there is that there's a bag in the way with two drinks.
Yeah, I tried to put the bag. Thank you very much. It's
been very good of you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, cheapers. Do you wish this trade wouldn't move so much? Check. Nothing left. Okay.
I can't bend down anymore.
Okay, go to the door behind you, I think.
Yeah.
Careful. You down? Okay. Oh, bye then. I said bye then. I've got to take. Yeah, it's true.
Can't leave you alone. Can't leave you until Munich.
Well, then you can't get back without me either. Right. Does it look as though I've got everything?
Well, you got your bag and you got your thing.
I'm not.
Passport.
Yep.
Passport.
Yep. Passport. And the table is clear. Yeah.
Table is clear.
Fine. Let's go for it then. I think we are the very last off the train. So were they security or?
They were Eurostar, I think. I don't know what.
Evidently English wasn't a strong point. Here, I think. Just waiting for Mark to catch me up. I think they obtain the best contrast between platform and tactile colour that I've seen anywhere.
Yeah.
Very good. Dark platform, light. Tactiles, very good.
Yeah.
That way, okay. Didn't say anything. Not that I know of.
No, you looked as if you were expecting an answer.
I'm always expecting an answer. I'm hanging on your every word, Mark.
That's a very, very precarious position.
It is. I'm getting vertigo, in fact. Right, where are we going then?
Do you want to try terminal one?
We can do, or we can do Godless. And also we need to allow time for finding a supermarket to see if we want to buy any food or wine or something for the journey.
Okay, I'm not averse to going to Godless now, just so we're there.
Yeah, and we'll go and find something around there, because
Unless you're desperate to go to
Terminus. No, I'm not, because we've been to Terminus North before, so... Yeah, okay, we'll just go and walk to Godless then. Right, basically, we just keep going that way for the moment. Thank you. Treize heures, treize minutes. So that's 13:30. Yes. Amazing. My French is so brilliant. Whatever happened to saying and? Let's enter on the first floor. Thank you. And she got the wrong tone, you know. Every International, St. Pancras International. No, there's no more. It should be St. Pancras International. I do love that thing. Why did you say what, sorry?
There was a platform there.
Yeah.
With about three or four guys there with automatic weapons.
Really? Oh, right. Well, maybe Il Presidente. Maybe that's not very friendly. Oh, right. No. I think you should go and ask them. Jeep, it's dangerous, this place. They drive fast in their buggy things. Ooh, Oirosti. À destination de Saint-Quentin, départ initialement prévu à 12h07, partira avec un retard d'environ 10 minutes. Merci de votre compréhension. I do love the sound of French. I like German, but... I would just be useless at getting the right intonation and tone and stuff, because I'm just no good at hearing the sound and, you know, mimicking it. It always comes out as me. I think we need to go right to get out on the street. Yeah. Sorry, say that again.
In America, they didn't understand my English.
Well, it's all right, I don't understand your English. Making for the exit. Hotel Richmond. Excellent. Now find a door is the question. Where's the door, Mark? Oh, there. Is that the door? Yeah. Sorry, just struggling to find the door.
All right.
It's a difficult business.
la vie sans...
Hey, no problem, don't mention it, everybody. Oh, yuck. It's raining. I've never been to Paris in the rain. I didn't think
No, I thought you meant... I thought about mentioning it.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going left. We're going left. This is Rue de Dunkirk. We go left, and then we go over one crossing, I think over the second one. It then leads to the railway tracks coming out of Gare de l'Est, and then we just follow them into the station.
Right, good.
I've done it in reverse, so I'm hoping I might remember it. Did it with Vance.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Oue Gare de l'Est. Bitter.
Non, hier je suis parfait.
You might not then understand the directions that come back.
That's the problem. Are we clear for crossing? Thank you. It's not as cold as in London.
Can't help.
Oh yeah, you never. You don't feel the cold, I forget.
No, because it's so cold to me, but that's because it's raining.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Munich will be colder, he said. Alright, we go straight ahead.
So you want to go left?
Straight ahead.
Sorry, right. Yeah.
Over there.
It says Gare de l'Est that way.
I think that's probably for traffic. The route we're going is pedestrianised.
Well, okay, so, well, it said you've got to go walking in that way, but I'll go with you.
Well,
No, I'll go with you, that's fine.
Well, I could be wrong. It has been known very occasionally, but not often, I must say. You tell me when it's safe.
Well, it's still red, so presumably...
Let's presume it's not safe then, shall we?
Good presumption, I think.
Sorry?
Good presumption.
Yeah, I think so. Don't be mown down by the bus too early. Don't be mown down by a bus too early in the trip.
No.
We'll wait to the end.
Well, at least
get the minute. Yeah. Oh, pity's sake, is it ever going to change?
I think it might change in a minute. Where are the new crossings?
Okay, and we're on.
Yeah, it's safe now.
Good. So were you saying it said right here? Right. See, I thought it's sort of right over there, but...
Well, right down... Go down that road and then...
Then right, yeah.
We'll probably get down that road. We'll probably have joined up anyway.
Lovely. That's nice, isn't it?
You move then, so... Fair enough.
Right, I think we cross over here.
Yeah.
Okay, is it? Okay, I'm going then. Does the pavement
yeah.
Continues, does it? Alright.
Yeah. He's in the walk and doesn't even like it.
We seem to be what, sorry?
The mini red light this time.
Well, this is the whatever arrondissement it is. 18th, 19th?
Oh, so this is actually.
Well, I don't know, but I think the area around Garden North got a bit of a reputation. See, I'm not as mad as I thought I was. I've changed my mind on the temperature, it's cold. Yeah. Yes. Did you not trust me?
No, I trust you. You're not
far away. Oh, right, fair enough. Should we cross over? Yeah. What a beautiful view.
That is quite impressive in the old way.
It is, isn't it? This sort of sea of canopies. Oh, I quite like seeing this kind of thing, yeah, it's fine. Suits me. I think you were right about turning right, because I think that's where I went last time. Yeah. I think, you know, we should have come down that road, shouldn't we? The height difference should give you an idea of how many steps we've got to go down in a minute.
Yeah.
I wondered how long it would take to have an effect.